from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie Reed. Let's go inside her story and say good morning to the crowd here at the 2016 Black Male Summit at the University of Akron, Jackie.
Woo! Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Happy Friday. All right, you guys. So it's Friday, so let's talk about the vajayjay, why don't we?
Let's talk vajayjay.
Let's talk vajayjay. Okay, Jay? All right. So for many women, cramps and everything associated with our periods can be painfully, literally and figuratively. Yes, it can be. Now, one celebrity says the cure for that is pot. But is that true? And forget those Kegel exercises, ladies, a new laser surgery promises to tighten things up down there for you ladies. And what have you done for me lately? Well, you canceled your concert so that you can focus on family. But how hard is it to have a baby at 49? Is that what Janet Jackson is trying to do? And does her hubby having billions help her chances? To discuss it all, I'm going inside her story with America's OBGYN, Dr. Dre. Good morning, Dr. Dre.
Stars. Hello.
So we got a lot to cover. Let's get started with Whoopi Goldberg. You know, I'm one who has severe cramps, so this one's jumped out at me. She's starting a line of cannabis products designed to provide relief from menstrual cramps. She's going to have edibles, topical rubs, and a bath soak, and many other things. So, Dr. Dre, can pot help with cramps?
Well, pot can help with muscle spasms and chronic pain. That's where medical marijuana comes from. But for period cramps, there's no studies that actually show that it can be helpful. So I can't recommend it. You know, being a doctor, first do no harm. So I can't recommend that for period pain.
What kind of doctor are you?
I know, right? All right. I mean, I love her hustle, though. I love the black celebrities that are doing this and, like, actually, like, finding a way to help us. But I can't recommend that right now.
So, yeah. So don't jump in line or
don't
go
jump
online
in line.
To buy
don't
those
go
things.
To California and get a medical marijuana license card so you can get your pot from Whoopi Goldberg.
Cramp relief. Okay.
For your relief, yeah.
So you're saying you don't recommend that. Okay.
There are some studies for medical marijuana that shows that it can be helpful for the pain, but all those studies are from inhalation and vapor for oral medication, so not from, body rubs. So
body
she has, like, topical
like
products.
Real high,
so the issue, yeah, so the issue with that is that you're going to get high. Yeah, you're definitely
right.
Going to get high. And you can overdose.
And then you forget you have cramps.
So you could smoke it or eat a brownie, and that will help with the cramps. But the way she's talking about it, the topical rubs and the bath soap, not so much.
Not so much. Yeah, you could definitely overdose from marijuana, guys. But the thing, when you overdose, you're not going to die. What you're going to be very, very anxious
and wish you
would be psychotic.
Jay knows all about that.
From that. Yeah.
I do.
He sees white women.
All right, so let's move on to laser vaginal tightening. Now, according to Glamour magazine, Khloe Kardashian, you know what the Kardashians do it. Everybody wants to know about it. Khloe Kardashian, who hasn't had a baby, says her two sisters who have had children swear by this laser vaginal tightening because it's not
tightening
surgical.
It.
How does this work? And does it work?
Well, it does. The studies are very promising with this. So it's non-hormonal, it's non-surgical, but it's mainly for women that are postmenopausal with thin vaginas. It's also for women that are survivors of breast cancer or women who've had their ovaries removed for some reason. All of those categories of girls, like, they have less estrogen, which makes the vagina get very, very thin. So it's just a laser
very
that you
thin.
Can put in the vagina. It's a five-minute procedure. It's painless. It's no downtime. You put it in there, and it stimulates basically the collagen in the vagina to make it thick again, to make it more like it was when you were 30.
How loose does it have to be?
He said thin.
Before you
thin.
Go, I need
so
to
this actually works?
Yeah, it actually works. Basically, it just stimulates the collagen in the vajayjay, and it makes it, like, tight again, like when you were 25 years old.
And how quickly does it work?
Actually, within days. Within days, yeah.
So
when I think of laser, I think of like a beam of red light, just going in and burning your flesh. Is this something different?
So this is a CO2 laser. So basically, laser just means light therapy. So you're putting the laser inside of the vagina, and basically it's putting light therapy inside of
it. How long do you leave it in? Is there a timer or something?
It's 5 minutes. It's usually a five-minute procedure. It's super
so it's like a Star Wars light beam.
No, it's not.
And
like
it's longer
that.
Than most things happening down there.
Is there a ding? They go ding.
Stop it, Jay.
Oh,
let's, Dr. Dre, let's move on to Janet Jackson. This is what she's I want to talk about more than anything. Okay, so she announced that she's postponing her concert or canceling her concert series because she wants to focus on having a family. She's 49, so the reports say. And she said that the doctors told her to get bed rest. Now, first of all, does this mean that she's trying to actually have a baby since she's going to go on bed rest?
It sounds like it. This is very promising. It's like, I really am supportive of Janet Jackson. She's actually given me hope since I got my tubes tied at a young age that
Stop
I can do
it.
This.
I love it.
Okay, doctor. Nice talking to you.
No. More no serious.
See,
yeah, but it looks
I like
that.
Had I said that, she would have shut up.
I don't want my gynae to be joking.
Right. But you know what? Can she have a baby at 49?
Absolutely, she can. She can have in vitro fertilization where they can, like, give her hormones to make more eggs in her ovaries, and they can go inside of her vagina to remove those eggs and fertilize those eggs with her husband's sperm. So, yes, definitely.
And so
definitely
that's
doable.
Why she can't do the tours, because she needs to conserve her energy and go through the treatments in order to get pregnant.
Exactly. So when the body is ready, then you can put those embryos back into the uterus, and then they can fertilize and get it going, and she can deliver. Or she could just do IVF herself and then get a surrogate to carry the baby for her. And of
but do you have to have bed rest for that to get a surrogate? If you use a surrogate, do you need to get bed rest for that? I'm
no,
trying to figure out if she's trying to
that,
get pregnant.
It does sound like she's trying to get pregnant, but, you know, most rich celebrities, they have surrogates, so.
Shade.
Why did she cancel so early? I mean, she canceled like 6 months ago.
Her doctor, you know, I would recommend for her to do nothing because she's 49 to increase her chances to go for the IVF to go well. So she still has to make these eggs, even though she probably is getting hormones, she still has to make those eggs. So she definitely needs to rest and do nothing.
Now, for women out there listening who hear this, that this is possible at 49, is it still possible if your cycle is over, if you're menopausal?
It is not possible if your cycle is over, unless you can get a donor egg. You can get a donor egg from, like, your sister or your cousin to fertilize that with your husband's sperm to do IVF that way and have the surrogate carry. But if you're not having periods, it's not likely for that to happen. So she's 49. You can still have your periods up until age 51. That's the average age of menopause here in the U.S.
Right.
But
and a lot of women do.
There's a lot of risk with having babies so late. So genetic issues, diabetes, she's at risk for high blood pressure, and even delivering early. So I'm so happy she's in a really great shape, because it's going to be a long 10 months for her.
Does it make a difference that her husband has so much money? Does that help?
Oh, absolutely. Surrogates, nannies, IVF, it's all possible.
All the testing and everything that goes into it.
All the testing, with more money, it can be done.
Okay. Good stuff.
Can I just ask quickly, how much money are you talking?
So IVF is about $15,000 to $20,000 a cycle. Yeah. A surrogate is around $75,000 to $100,000. And a nanny is anywhere between $45,000 to $100,000.
And nannies come with problems. Yes.
Yes, they do. Dr. Dre, thank you so much. And what's your website so people can find you?
Oh, my God. Go to drdrae.com. drdrae.com/vagina.
Have a great Friday, everybody. Thank you, Dr. Dre.
Love you guys.
He's the best.
Huggy next. 25 past the hour.